Mornings on the Mix. It's the Eric and Kathy Show.
Katy Perry was asked to rate her exes from best to worst. She opened up about her past loves and how they fared in the bedroom. She said that, hands down, John Mayer is the best. Diplo is the worst. DJ
really?
Diplo. Are any of us surprised by that?
No.
You expect a guy named Diplo to be any good?
No. But the John Mayer thing does not surprise me one bit.
Well, your body is a wonderland.
Right. Exactly.
He's so passionate and strums the guitar.
Right. Good with his hands.
Yeah.
What made Diplo so bad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he was much like one of the experiences you had. What made him the worst, Cindy?
He was the size of my little finger. And
there you go. I don't need the and. I think we get the general idea.
Wow.
All right. Pam, what made him the worst?
He was really well endowed, and he just figured he didn't need to do any work.
Aha! That's what made him the worst. And finally, one that I think we can have a conversation with.
Oh, okay.
Nancy.
Hi.
What made him the worst?
So I noticed beads of sweat were forming on his forehead, and then they dripped profusely onto my forehead.
Ew.
Now that is understandable why that would be the worst.
Horrific.
Yeah,
it literally hit right between my eyes, and my head like shifted back and stunned. Like I was stunned. I didn't know what to do.
That's salty in there.
There's a heavy sweater.
Man, burn your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Sweats right onto your forehead. That kills all romance.
That is pretty gross.
Now, the show that takes you from Diplo to Driplo.
Beads of sweat were forming on his forehead, and then they dripped profusely onto my forehead.
The program that keeps you cool when you're sweaty.
Eric!
I think Diplo's third. I do. Because I think there's a reason people become DJs.
Diplo.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever regrets going with the DJ name Diplo. You know, he looks back on it now and goes, I should have chosen something else.
You know what? It's almost like when you pick a child's name and then you look back and regret it because you can find too many ways to make fun of it.
Right.
He has one of those names.
However, I bet it's a good conversation starter. So, why are you called Diplo?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Or whatever accent he has.
Mm-hmm. Could have come up with another good conversation starter than Diplo.
True, but
Diplo has such a loser quality sound to it, doesn't it?
I wonder if it has some more special meaning to him. Like it came, you know, like he started putting
like his grandfather was named Diplo. I don't think so.
You know, or he took different pieces.
A lot of DJs do that. A lot of club DJs.
Yeah, I know.
to their grandfather's name to keep it alive.
Nah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I've never looked up the Diplo situation, but isn't there a dinosaur named the Diplodocus?
Ooh, look at you.
You think he's a dinosaur fan?
I never really got all that into the dinosaur era, so I don't know. It's very possible.
Okay.
I know your pterodactyls. I know your Tyrannosaurus rexes.
Sure, they're the famous ones. The raptors.
I got
Velociraptors.
I got the Velociraptors.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and the Toronto Raptors.
Well, them too. Yeah.
But beyond that, I couldn't really tell you.
And I want to say it's Diplodocus, although for all I know, it could be Diplodocus. That's where the real experts come into play.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because you might get emails that you've been saying it wrong.
I might.
Right. Another reason that radio is always so interesting to me, I didn't think I'd ever be having this conversation, and it's right out of the gate. 538, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny and continued warm, high near 89. Can we just round that to 90?
You want to do that officially?
Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
It sounds more ominous when you say 90.
And I'll bet you it'll hit 90 anyway. Yeah. Usually a degree or something short.
What did we get yesterday? Did we ever determine yesterday's high? It was a warm one.
I should start getting in the habit of checking this before you ask me.
It was sticky and sultry yesterday, which is what we considered calling this show. Also, Diplo considered those as options.
Yes.
Sticky and DJ Sultry.
All right.
But he settled on Diplo.
It was sticky and sultry and 95 at both O'Hare and Midway yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't they call for 96?
No, we were calling for right around 95 yesterday. 97 was the record.
Oh, 97 was the record. That's what it was.
We were calling for 95. Yeah. We got it right.
We got it.
My car was aggressive yesterday. My car was saying 102.
You got a hundo and a hundo and two.
I didn't believe it. I mean, I knew it was hot. But
that's your metal heating up around the temperature gauge.
Apparently, that's what it was.
Well, maybe I wonder what the real feel was yesterday, because with the humidity factored in, it was a steam bath.
It was.
Yeah. I was out for a Misericordia event yesterday all day. Golf outing yesterday.
Oh, nice. How was it?
It was a steam bath.
Sweaty?
Yeah. Well, I mean, did they do well raising money for Misericordia?
I would assume so. It was an all-day golf outing. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Those are great.
They are. You say that as though you attend many.
I know a friend
You haven't been to one other than ours ever.
No, but I have a friend.
I really enjoy those. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have a friend
Tennis matches. I enjoy those a lot. I go to a lot of those. No. They're really great. Really great things.
I have a friend
raise a lot of money.
Really into Misericordia. So
it's a great cause, no doubt.
So. Yeah. Anytime I see him on the streets, I stop.
Yeah. I really enjoy the mountain climbing events. Attend a lot. They do nice things with mountain climbing events.
Those are great.
40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 tomorrow, high near 91. Thursday, as we mentioned, the Eric and Kathy golf outing, which is Thursday and is sold out. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1, partly sunny and a high near 89. So basically what I'm telling you is the next 3 days are carbon copies of each other.
Right.
You might get a thunderstorm pop up. You can plan on temperatures at 90 and work your life through at that point.
There you go.
All right. So get ready for it. It's currently 70-ish, 1?
71.
71 it is. We got a lot happening today. One Republic fourth row tickets. We'll be handing those out after 6 a.m. this morning as we give you tickets in the first 5 rows. Third row on Wednesday, second row on Thursday. So make sure you listen for that. Plus, tomorrow, we discussed it yesterday and have decided to kick off one big hairy-ass Wednesday.
Yeah.
Every single hour, we're going to give away tickets to see Harry Styles. Harry Styles, as he comes to do a show here in Chicago in June of 2018.
Yeah.
Seriously, that would be a joke.
Times
but that's the truth.
Yeah.
June of 2018. So every hour between 6 and 10 on one big hairy ass Wednesday, Harry Styles tickets will be given away. How was your day yesterday?
It was good.
Yeah.
I spent most of the day outside working.
That damn treehouse still, that's not a treehouse. It's really just a house on stilts.
It's like...
Your rarely used treehouse. That's what we're going to have to
have
Liam Neeson try to locate Melissa's rarely used treehouse.
Yep.
Well, my uncle only works on it about 3 days a week.
It seems like that's all you talk about, though. Like this thing has consumed your life. That's really it when we ask you what's going on. Working on the treehouse still.
Well, there was some of that, though, yesterday, and it was just so hot. So the day was... Instead of it being outside for 6 hours, I felt like I was outside for like 24 hours. It was just so hot. It just was dragging on and dragging on and dragging. So
like the story.
You know,
I'm teasing. You set me up. I had to. It was too easy. I shouldn't have done it, but I did.
That's okay. You know, but it's just becoming like a little more elaborate, this house. And it's got electricity now, and it's got a metal roof, and it's got...
Metal roof. Wow.
It's got a barn door on the front.
A barn door?
Yes.
I'm telling you, you should rent it out.
I'm serious.
You're lifting a barn door up 8 feet in the air?
Well, it's not like a real
barn.
It's
door
the one
style.
You buy, the style that slides.
Uh-huh.
It's got the barn door in the front. It's got a deck on the front.
You can't go
it's got
small.
A deck.
Yeah.
You got a permit for this?
Yes.
Oh, you did get a permit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? I mean, I asked the city, the only regulations were it had to be 5 feet from all the property lines.
Right.
Couldn't go
did
so high.
Did they demand that you call Julie before you did? Make sure you weren't going to get any gas lines?
No, we didn't. Yeah, the digging was like 4 feet. It was nothing.
My God.
Yeah. It's why it's taking so long. It's like, and every time we're doing something, we're like, well, maybe we should add this. Well, maybe we should add that. And we're like, oh my God, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
And I don't mean to, rain on the parade, but for something, he'll use it? By the time it's done, he's going to be 17.
I know. I expect it to be done in probably 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But I will say.
That was a month and a half ago.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we expect to be done hopefully in about 2-ish weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just, if he doesn't use it, I'm going to be really mad. Like, I'm going
to
use it.
You might have to move into it.
I am going to use it if he doesn't use it.
You're going to get those electric bills and complain. Have central air up there. Your electric bills are going to skyrocket.
Why not just have him put in a kitchen and a bathroom at this point and just use it as a rental property? Seriously.
Well, probably only because it's like, 6 feet by 6 feet.
Well, houses are cool. That's not TV.
Just mount a 6x6 foot platform at about 7 feet, use it for a week, and then tear it down.
Right. Tear it down?
Well, that's because
I don't think so.
I still stick to my guns, and this may be the exception. Maybe he'll spend years and years of his life living up there, but the usage on these tends to be pretty short and finite.
What's scaring me is like what he's going to be using it for like 10 years from now.
Right, drinking booze. Right.
Exactly. It's going to be like the party
chicks.
House. And I'm like, oh, God, what have I just done?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, you've created a den of teenage hell.
I know. My house is awful.
That's awesome. Now I kind of want to go over and check it out.
Right.
You know what I'll do, though? I'm going to give a picture to Anthony. I'll let him post it.
Yeah, that would be good. I would like to see it.
Okay.
I would like to see it with the lights on and...
Lights aren't on yet. Get one inside.
Yeah, I want to see it at night.
Okay.
Let's see how it looks at night.
I have two lights for the outside, yeah. So when those go up, I'll have another picture.
In a month, you know what's going to happen, folks? Melissa's going to wake up and look out and see the lights on and go out to turn those lights off. She's like, Porter forgot to turn the light. She'll walk out there. She'll climb up, open the door. I'll be laying there. Hey, what's up?
Oh, no.
All right, your suggestions on other things that should be added to Melissa's treehouse.
I love it.
You got a, it's going to have electricity. It's got a deck.
It's got a skylight.
Hopefully that doesn't leak. You know, skylights, they all leak. It happens.
But it looks good.
Tony, you got to add what?
Got to have a microwave.
Yeah, you got to have a microwave. Yeah, in case you want to pop popcorn or...
It's not a bad idea.
You know, reheat some kind of a frozen meal.
Right, right. Yeah. Popcorn,
some,
for
like
sure.
You got some old Chinese up there, right, Tony? You got to reheat it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Hot Pockets.
Or what? Hot Pockets? Hot Pockets.
Oh, yeah. Some hot dogs.
You got to have what, Rocco?
Yeah, ceiling fan and a refrigerator.
Ceiling fan and a refrigerator.
This is
good
awesome.
Plan. You really do. You need where else are you going to keep your hot pockets and your hot dogs and your old Chinese food, right?
That's right.
Yep. You need to write.
These are
good
ideas.
She's actually writing these down.
I am.
Bill, for sure. They're going to need what? Soft serve ice cream machine. Good. Good call.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to work on that one.
I mean, it's summer, right, Bill?
Yeah, it's going to be hot. You got to have your ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't put a soft serve ice cream machine up in there, it's obvious you don't love your son.
Oh,
I mean,
what?
Right? I mean, it's evident to all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Okay.
Oh, very fair.
Oh,
nothing but fair.
Uh-huh. And then finally, Jason, here's what he's going to need if they don't put a bathroom in there. What are you saying?
Hey, all the trips up and down, I personally need an elevator.
An elevator.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just press a button that brings you down, brings you up. That way you don't have to do all that climbing.
How about a dumbwaiter?
Exactly. I'd be exhausted, you know, fifth floor menswear.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
That's right.
Guys.
I was just glossing over Melissa's 1940s reference.
Dumbwaiter.
How about a dumbwaiter?
Yeah, but what if they want snacks and all I have to do is, like, I don't have to climb up it. That's just me being lazy.
I understand. It's just the phrase dumbwaiter that makes me think I'm watching some old movie about Al Capone.
That's me watching too much HGTV.
That is. Yeah.
Dumbwaiters, are they trending?
I don't know if they are. Is it a big thing on HGTV?
No. Well, what you do is sometimes they go into old houses and then they fix them. And so you'll see like things like that, like dumbwaiters and crazy things in the old houses.
They're adding a lot of dumbwaiters.
Or you'll see them in the old house and they take them out.
I got you.
You're going to start.
See, there you go. Did you listen to what you just said? They take them out.
I know, but I'm putting it in.
Old and outdated, and only old people would understand it or use it. You, of course, want to add one.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Laundry chutes.
Yeah. To go along with a bunch of doilies. Just going to decorate that. It's going to look like my great-grandmother's house.
How about a Lazy Susan? They still make Lazy Susans?
Yeah. Melissa will be up there on a day like today, big blanket wrapped around her, freezing.
My God, stop it.
When are my programs going?
Right,
my programs?
Where's my Reader's Digest?
What?
My programs. That's what old people say, Melissa. You're an old person now.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Young as can be.
You know, we are going to have a Force Melissa Younger initiative on the show. Because when she was 32, she acted 25. When she turned 33, she acted 70. I don't know how that happened. It was amazing, the transformation.
There might be a little something to that. But I've always had a little...
There's completely something to that.
I've always had a little old lady in me. Yeah. Even when I was in my 20s, I would say, oh, goodness. Oh, I was like 22 saying that.
You used to have 15% old lady in you. Now you have 135% old lady in you.
Oh, well.
Are you wearing a shawl? Is that a shawl?
No.
What is that?
A sweater. Because it gets cold in this building.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a picture of that, Anthony, and put it up for a vote. Is that a shawl?
No, we're not.
Whoa, a little nervous what the outcome might be, huh? So we're headed to the South for the headlines of a few moments ago. Southerners and women are most likely to favor bumper stickers. I don't have one. Melissa doesn't have one. Whip doesn't have one. But these people do. Swanee is telling me that most of them couldn't make it on the air. But they could make it on the roadway.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Keeping it classy. Gosh. All right. Let's grab some of the bumper stickers you currently have or once did. William.
Gandalf from Lord of the Rings that said, "You shall not pass."
I confess ignorance. I don't know a lot of Lord of the Rings stuff. Is that a catchphrase?
Yeah.
Aha.
He said it to somebody once.
Get it?
Once.
You shall, he said it
you
once. You shall not pass.
Okay.
Him or anybody else. This is going to be close to whether or not we can say it. At number three, Patty.
I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
Oh, I thought it was another one, the way it was spelled here, that you were about to say. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
I like that, though.
That is so good.
It's comedy right there. Number two, Greg.
Meat, beer, and rock and roll.
Meat, beer, and rock and roll.
Yeah,
that's meat with an A. M-E-A-T. Meat,
okay.
Beer, and rock and roll. And then finally, in at number one, if you're looking for a bumper sticker to catch your attention, please don't let it do that. Adam.
Honk if you love Jesus. Text if you want to meet him.
Aha, there you go.
I haven't seen that one.
Honk if you love Jesus. Text if you want to meet him. Okay.
Got it.
All right. There you go. Well done. Adam, is it currently on your car?
No, I was on my other car, but currently I don't have a bumper, so somebody just knocked that off.
Oh, shoot.
Too busy trying to take a picture of your bumper sticker because it was so awesome. They wanted to text it.
Somebody knocked the bumper right off. It's laying on the Eisenhower somewhere, right next to that pair of shoes and the bungee cords that are everywhere.
Yeah, you can bungee it back on or tape it on.
Where the hell do all the bungee cords come from? 312-591-6800. Sandra, getting married.
Yeah.
Going through the budget. Wait a minute. We got a lot of drinkers in the family. If they consume like I think they're going to consume, says Sandra, we will go broke.
Yeah.
On the open bar.
Weddings are expensive.
Is it okay to charge for booze at your wedding, she's asking. All right, so we took 10 votes. Hang on, Tim. We'll get to you here in just a second. 10 votes. Yes, it is. No, it's not. What do you think the results came out?
Man, I'm going to say... All 10 say no.
That it is not. Can't charge. Okay.
I'm going to go 7-3 in favor of no.
In favor of no. Well, Whip's closer. 6 no's.
Oh, okay.
4 yeses. Well, we promised caller 10 a prize. Tim, you're caller 10. You voted which way?
No.
No, it's not okay. Hi. Now, are you speaking from personal experience of being married or going to weddings knowing you need a couple of drinks?
Oh, both.
Uh-huh.
Both. Just give me the drinks, and I want to pay for them.
You know, it's wedding season. Do you have to go to any this month?
Yes, 2 weddings coming up this month.
See?
All right.
Wow. I kind of phrased that in a way that conveys a tone. Do you have to go?
I know.
Versus,
well,
are you looking forward to going? Are you, Tim?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, see? You're looking
because
forward to it,
because he knows he gets free drinks.
What is that movie or story or comedian that said, listen... If you feel like you're leaving me out by not inviting me to your wedding, you're not. The majority of people there are hoping that you don't. Not that they don't love you, not that they don't want to celebrate you, but weddings can be a lot of work.
Right. They are
not only
for you,
but for the people that are going.
Yeah.
Like when you schedule it on a big holiday weekend, too, where they, you know, it takes up the whole weekend, they're in their mind is some wedding backlash from that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. A new study says your mom... can basically become your long-distance boyfriend. The style of relationship you have mimics what it would be if you have a long-distance boyfriend. You call her in times of dire trouble. She'll give you a pep talk when you need it. She listens to your rants about your annoying coworkers. You make frequent phone calls.
What?
You make frequent phone calls to her. Goodbyes are tough.
Yeah.
It's like a long-distance relationship.
Right, yeah.
Anybody listening who talks to their mom the most? How often, Carrie?
Oh, at least 2 to 3 times a day.
2 to 3 times each and every day.
Who calls who? Do you call her or does she call you?
I call her at 6 a.m. every day.
And what do you talk about?
It's just about anything that's going on, from talking about the kids to who's where.
Mm-hmm.
My parents actually live next door, so...
Oh, there you go.
Seat.
Then you look out the window and wave to each other.
Do you have her over for dinner, too?
Actually, Terrific Tuesday is dinner with Grandma and Grandpa and all the kids.
Yeah.
Terrific Tuesday.
Have you ever been on the phone with her and talking to her, and you'll turn around and she's walked in your house behind you because she's on the phone? Talking to you
not
on her cell phone?
Uncommon.
Yeah.
Not uncommon. Yeah,
it does happen. Sure.
Oh, not uncommon. I got it.
Not uncommon.
Got it.
Hi, Kara.
Hi.
I talk to Mom the most.
Yes. I actually work with my mom.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that might present a different scenario than for talking to her because you're around her all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. She comes to my son's, sports events quite often. So, mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy it? I'm sensing a little bit of maybe it's too much.
There are times when it's a little too much, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I get to see my parents often.
So if you don't see them or say they're gone for a day or two, like out of town, do you call them then too? Or do you even call them if you don't see her when you get home?
No, it's more just like text messages.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Now look at this one. Okay. Hillary.
Yes.
How often do you talk to your mom?
Every 15 minutes. There's a text, there's an email, there's a phone call, and it's always me blowing her up.
Every 15 minutes you blow up your mom's phone. How old are you?
I'm 26 and so needy. I call her for every little thing.
That's what I was going to say. So you're asking her, how to do this, or what does she think about this? It's like advice.
What's your recipe for this? Yeah. Oh, my gosh, can you believe she said this? What do I wear? What do you think about this? Everything.
So everything.
Does she ever not answer you?
You get a lot of voicemail?
She does not answer me, and that's when I finally, when she calls me back, I'm like, what if something happened? What if there was an emergency? And she's like, Hillary, there's not an emergency.
Right. If there was an emergency, Hillary, I'd find out about it 15 minutes from now.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Do you describe yourself as needy. Do you feel like you have a problem?
You know what? She probably would say I have a problem, but I love her so much. What if I didn't call her? What if it was the opposite?
Right.
You know?
Right, and as a parent, I mean, how do you respond when your daughter says to you, I do it because I love you so much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
You just want to hear that anyway.
Do something else.
Right.
Aww.
Of the two of you, who would like to cut the cord a little bit the most?
I don't think either of us want to cut the cord. I think that she is just more like, go hang out with your friends.
Right. You're exhausting me. Get out there. See people.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast from The Mix. Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is 101.9 The Mix on the web at WTMX.com and now via podcast.
Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Eric
and Kathy from The Mix.
And this is the Eric and Kathy Podcast,
featuring highlights from our show.
Let's do it.
It was called Signs. He's only using you for his own validation. Your relationship is based on how he feels about himself with your help.
Okay,
he regularly has talked about how he always got the prettiest girls. He brags a lot and asks you to agree with him. He's way more affectionate when among others than he is at home. He tends to make a point of showing you off around his exes or yours. And he treats you like arm candy. Now, Melissa just said occasionally being thought of as arm candy, not a bad thing. Now, we're trying to find women who will admit the guy you're with or dating or maybe even your husband.
Yeah.
You know, on its surface, it has the appearance outwardly of, you got some man candy there.
I think it can look like that sometimes or even start that way.
Yeah. You go into Starbucks, the two of you, and you can see the eyes go to him of other women like, man candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know it when you see it.
No ladies will admit to it. Only Fred.
What?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked, ladies. You know what? Actually, that speaks poorly of us as men.
Sure does.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Man candy, do you feel that you are?
Yeah, particularly when you mention around the co-workers, definitely I'm feeling like I'm more man candy than I am typically at the house.
It's a curse. It's a burden to bear, isn't it?
Yeah, but now I embrace it and the personality builds a little bit and she's more affectionate, when we're around the coworkers and there's nails involved and the back scratching.
Oh, nails. Yeah. What?
Like a nail gun.
The ha-ha with the cocktails in the hand and the ha-ha and your hand touches each other's hand and that kind of thing.
Well, so you feel as though that she's paraded you in front of people to show you off as though you're a nice piece of jewelry or something.
Oh, certainly. And yeah, I would say that I'm not the nicest piece of jewelry, but, you know, I'm not, right.
You're not a cheap watch.
Right. I'm not thrift worthy, but, you know, I'm decent enough.
I got you.
Okay, were you offended at first or, you know, were you okay with it?
I've always embraced it.
Yeah.
Strapping on men.
I don't think you'd find many guys, right, Fred, that go, no, I'm horribly offended that I'm objectified by her.
No, exactly. In fact, like I said, nowadays, like, if I know I'm going with a coworker of hers, I'll kind of think of a couple anecdotes to share before we arrive. Like, oh, this would be something funny to share.
When you do that, you're going to see one of her coworkers. You know this. She knows this. Does she ask you to wear a tighter shirt or anything like that?
No, but I always check with her. Right. Like, are you wearing jeans? No. Right. Okay, then I got to pull out, some good stuff.
Pull out the good stuff.
Oh, that's smart, though.
Right. Oh, look, Jessica. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Man candy?
Yeah, my husband is apparently very attractive to other women, so my neighbor asked me if he would help her with her fence because he had very athletic legs. She wasn't even embarrassed to tell me that.
Good appendages, solid appendages
so
on him.
She just wanted to watch him?
Apparently, because I'm not sure what his legs would do helping him build a
fence. Wise. Right. Is he going to put him up with his legs?
Good balance. Yeah. Good balance on that.
Strong base. Yeah. You know, and you're trying to put that fence up.
You need that.
Yeah.
Can't be too careful.
I think she was making a suggestion for what he should wear.
Right.
Tell him to not wear pants when he comes over for the fence.
We don't want to mess with those legs.
He's got good legs. Yeah.
Little man candy. Everybody should have some, I guess, at some point. All right, I gave Melissa a bunch of different age groups to choose from. She chose 25 to 34-year-olds. I gave Whip the option of choosing between men or women. He went with women. We want to know what percentage of women between the ages of 25 and 34 have sent the naked picture. Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna be blown away.
Okay.
I think you're going to
I have an idea in my head.
You're going to make accusation of lies. Hi, Lauren. 75%? No. You think it's higher or lower?
Lower.
Whip?
Lower based on what you said.
Okay. What percentage of women aged 25 to 34 have sent the naked pictures, Kim?
34%.
Exactly right. Thoughts?
I believe it. It's one third.
Okay.
It's one third. Okay. I think there's a silent majority, if you would, of people out there who kind of like are like weirded out by stuff like that.
I would also agree.
Yeah. It still may seem, it still seems maybe a little low.
Hey, Kim.
Yes.
Have you?
Absolutely not.
There you go. There's your silent majority.
I think she is very, very typical. Well, not typical, but very normal.
Yeah, I think.
Very
normal. What do we have for Kim?
All right. You have won a Spirit of Chicago Fireworks dinner cruise for two. With two spectacular backdrops, Lake Michigan and the city skyline, Spirit of Chicago delivers the most unique way to experience Navy Pier's legendary fireworks display. Plan your fireworks dinner cruise today at spiritcruises.com.
This is from... Tanya says, I'm a 33-year-old woman. I was going to go with 89%. 34%? That's lies. Did they pull the Amish?
Oh, what? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I have. Am I a slut? Yes. Yes, you are. As Voice Guy would say.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. See, I think that's just usually we hear about those kinds of things.
I think in a very
interesting.
And it seems to happen in pockets. Like If you are, your friends have probably, you kind of...
you hang around the same kind of people.
Yeah, clustering.
But, you get down to, Pekin, Illinois, they aren't doing it down there. Just a couple of them are, maybe, but who knows.
Do you have what the lower age groups are? Like,
I got them all, Melissa.
Like,
I got them all.
College age?
Here's the thing. 34% of women 25 to 34 have done this. 35% of men. How many of you are like, lies! Lies!
Stop!
35.
Brett Favre, remember that?
Yeah, Brett Favre actually was 34% of them.
Exactly. I still always go back to that.
Yeah.
And Wiener.
Let's go back to music that makes me more comfortable.
There we go. That's much better.
Yeah, Wiener, you're right. He's another one.
Gross.
I'm not here to defend Wiener.
Exactly.
All right, 18 to 24-year-olds, 40% of men and 36% of women.
I knew that. That still seems a little
low. It's the exact same.
I know, but I feel like...
It's the exact same.
I know, but I feel like that is also maybe off because I feel like when you're in college and you're like still a little like crazy, it's your crazy times.
I know. I knew you were going to claim lies. I knew it.
If you think about it in this way, well, first of all, there's just some people who are shy. Let's put it that way.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
no doubt.
There's just some people who don't even want people to see them close.
I would agree the majority don't.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Comfortable with it. There's always going to be those people.
35, those people.
Exactly.
Says Melissa, who's got a phone full of naked pictures.
I don't.
35 to 44-year-olds. 32% of men and 29% of women in the 35 to 44. The 45 or older, 27% of men 45 or older, 26% of women.
You should have said
it was
higher.
What do you mean? What's wrong? It's the exact same.
You guys shouldn't be sending them at all.
It's 27% of men, 26% of women. And Melissa's response, what's the matter with you guys?
I wish there was a way to figure out how many on each side were unsolicited. Because I bet it's much closer to 100% of like the women did that.
Exactly.
So are you saying some 50-year-old guy is sending a picture of his junk to some hot girl?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it's possible.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally.
You know what? They can't do that. You know why? The mood hasn't been set yet.
Do you remember?
Hold on, Melissa. I'm trying to move.
Okay.
What do you want to say? Go ahead. Didn't you see the setup there?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Whatever you're going to say.
I don't know. My mind was spinning because I was remembering when I got a text of junk here at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, unsolicited.
Remember
and
when
so
I got a text of junk here at work? Some guy named Rodrigo?
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
I
looked down at my phone. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, who the hell is this? And his response, who the hell is this?
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's like, wrong number. Wrong number.
That is just not right.
How did you know his name was Rodrigo?
Because I said, I'm like, who is this? He's like, Rodrigo, who is this? I don't know any Rodrigos, and why are you sending me that?
He was wearing a name tag in the picture.
There was no mood set. All of that. If you got a busy signal at 591-6800, you can get through at 312-233-1019. Did any of you try that with Alexa for us? 312-233-1019. I did get an email from Nicole. It says, my Alexa didn't seem to know the terms.
Really?
Maybe we should try, I'd like to get intimate now, or whatever that one was.
Yeah, that was one of them. They say if you say to Alexa, set the mood, she'll set the mood. If you say, I'm feeling sexy, she'll also do it, or I'm feeling intimate.
I mean, it would surprise me if that did not work.
Somebody said if you say, Alexa, ask set the mood, what are my playlist options?
Mm. Oh.
Maybe that'll work.
I think she should know from less information
by now,
than that. Come on, Alexa.
She's been around long enough to know your likes and dislikes, hasn't she?
Exactly.
I think it'd be funny if she had a sense of humor, and played something really outlandish.
Better hurt if she says, I'm not in the mood, so you're on your own.
Yeah.
Too
Melissa
bad.
Was like
Sucker
trying hurt. To do it with Siri in here. She said that's more of an information app versus a... adaptive.
It is, but I don't know why I thought, she can, I can ask her to play my music and she'll play it, but I didn't know she could, pull something out of there. But
listen to what Siri says. It's kind of the story of, all our lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Melissa, ask Siri again.
Oh, okay. Siri, play sexy music.
I couldn't find any music for that activity.
There you go.
That activity.
Story of your life. So tell Siri you're feeling intimate.
Siri, I'm feeling intimate.
I don't know what you mean by Siri, I'm feeling intimate.
Well,
but please go away.
Right. Never say that to me again. Yeah, even Siri's like, ew. I'd like to hear Siri just say that. Ew.
TMI.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very nice.
Oh, well.
Madrid buses move to curtail man spreading practice. You're taking a bus in the Spanish capital. Keep your legs to yourself. Madrid authorities on Monday started putting up signs banning the practice of man-spreading, opening one's legs so wide you invade others' seating space.
Oh.
On city buses as a part of their new etiquette guidelines. You know how guys sit?
I do. Yeah, you see it all the time.
Got the legs all wide, man-spreading.
Some men are bigger spreaders than others.
Goes without saying.
Totally.
Yeah, none of us are exactly the same.
No.
That is true. EMT Municipal Transportation Company says the sign is designed to discourage physical postures that bother other people. The sign features an illustration of a man with splayed legs and a red X over him. The text beneath urges passengers to respect the space of others. There are no sanctions or fines for those indulging in the man-spreading practice.
We should do that around here. I have people doing that on flights and stuff like that,
yeah.
Where their knee and foot is, like, over under my seat in front of me. I'm always like, what?
They've gone that far, huh?
Oh, yeah. They absolutely have.
You got to intervene when it's that far.
People just...
You just throw an excuse me at them.
Right. Personal space issues.
Speaking of on the plane, what are the armrest rules on that?
Man, like when you're in the middle seat?
Or, you know, you're in any seat and somebody, you know, you're on the aisle seat and somebody takes the one on your right,
right.
arm. Or you're on the window seat and the middle guy takes the left arm.
Is it because you're
in a middle seat, you have first domain rights to both of them because you have to ride in the middle?
I don't know. I was going to say first come, first serve. Because usually I get in there, and if somebody already has claimed that armrest,
no.
then I just sit there with my arms to my side.
Is it cool to elbow somebody off the armrest?
Probably not.
No.
But it might be jerky of them to insist on keeping their elbow there and not giving you the shot at it, at least to be polite.
Well, and if that's the case, does the middle have the right to the right or the left armrest? Or neither.
Or does that depend on if you're right-handed or left-handed?
I don't know. What if a righty's sitting next to a lefty? There's a lot of issues to sort out
no
here.
No kidding.
See, if y'all go to the left.
When did you become Southern?
I don't know what happened there.
When did we become Alabama 101?
If you think about it, the person on the aisle seat, assuming they're on the right, so they have theirs that only is theirs for their left arm,
Well, the person in the far right has the window, and they have one there, too.
Okay. Maybe the middle person should get both then.
Right. I guess it's up for grabs. Okay. I lost, like, all my tidbits.
You lost your tidbits?
Well, I had some, and for some reason, I've got a whole bunch still, but the tidbits, I thought I had a bigger pile of bits.
Oh.
Check the garbage?
Yeah. No, maybe. I'll have to look there, because today is something we like to call.
No need to turn away.
Well, you can if you want to, but
so many things to say.
You'll regret it if you do.
It's Tidbit Tuesday.
Yay!
Yay!
Tidbit Tuesday.
Brought to us by Foot First Podiatry at the Sklar Bunionectomy. Minimal pain, hidden incisions, impressive results. For more information on fixing feet beautifully, visit footfirst.com.
And talking with Dr. Sklar about getting out on the golf course.
Oh, does he golf too?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys should do that.
Yeah. Run into him on the lake every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a runner too.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah. Forbes has named this year's highest paid celebrity. Do you know who it is?
Oh, God.
Beyonce.
No. Still, even though you haven't heard much about him, he's still making so much money you can't even fathom it.
The Rock?
Diddy.
What?
So, yeah, I thought that would blow you.
Look at you.
Yes. Forbes already declared Diddy the richest artist in hip-hop this year. Now P. Diddy has an even bigger title to add to his resume. He's also number one on Forbes' annual Celebrity 100 ranking of the world's highest paid celebrities.
Is it because does he do, like, producing or?
Diddy was number 22 on the list last year, jumped up 21 spots.
What?
Thanks to the Bad Boy Family Reunion Tour, his partnership with Ciroc Vodka, and selling a portion of his Sean John clothing line.
All right, so he's an empire.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
According to Forbes, his earnings from the past year totaled right around $130 million.
Oh,
last month, they put his net worth at $820 million.
Wow, he's just so close to that billion.
Number two spot is Beyonce, up from number 34. Writer J.K. Rowling finishes at number 3. Drake is number 4.
Okay.
Oh,
94
he's
million
climbing
bucks.
The charts. Yeah. Everybody loves him.
Drake made $94 million last year. And then soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo rounds out the top 5. He made $93
million. Mm.
Oprah, she's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
And she will not be president. Oprah puts to rest the presidential rumors, saying, "I will never run for public office. It's a definitive thing."
Well, that's not what she had said, right, earlier?
No, she said
last year.
She never really said she was gonna. People asked her about it, and she's like, that's an interesting thought to suggest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if the reason is that because when you do run for president, people find out everything
about
you.
Yeah.
They'll go after her in a way she's never been gone after before, and it might not be worth it when you're already on top of the world.
And I'm guessing the guy who is currently president, and I think he said this, had a much different idea of what being president was like versus what it's actually like.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not all glitz and glamour. Speaking of glitz and glamour, family of 5 charged in brawl at Waffle House. Why are there always fights at Waffle House?
It is weird.
I guess you consider the clientele and go, now I get it.
Okay.
It was a 2:45 a.m. melee at the Waffle House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, led to the arrest of five female relatives.
Oh, no. Really?
All related to each other and fighting with each other?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
The brawl Sunday at the restaurant pitted members of one family against three other women.
Oh,
there you go.
I see. Okay.
In addition to the hair pulling and the haymakers,
they always pulling hair.
Some of the suspects threw utensils and other items snatched off tables.
Oh, man.
Classy.
I wonder if that's where you're in the other booths at the Waffle House and you're excited that this action is breaking out, or you're frightened for your life.
You're just ducking for cover.
Yeah.
Bear surprises runners by briefly joining a Colorado race. Did you see that yesterday? The video of that?
No.
Yep. In Colorado Springs, participants in the Garden of the Gods 10-miler said that the bear appeared on the side of the road before running out in front of the group of runners and running along with them for a little bit.
I thought it'd scare the crap out of them.
Oh, it did. It did. You look at them all diving out of the way as the bear comes running across the road. From bears to goats. You like goats?
Sure, why not?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't we?
Why not? You like goat yoga?
I did see something about that.
It's a thing now, goat yoga.
Okay.
Apparently, what goat yoga does is they now have yoga at the Kennedy Center, yoga while drinking beer, yoga in a cemetery. Here to prove you wrong and that there are all sorts of other goat yogas is a woman named Beth Wolf who specializes in trauma-informed yoga, where you perform yoga in a goat field and the goats come up and nuzzle you and brush up against you and lay in your lap. And then there's one person that appears to be doing a slight downward dog, not the butt way in the air, more of like in a push-up position. And the,
like a plank?
The goat is walking on his back. No, not like a plank, because
so
plank's, you know, down
goats?
On your forearms. He's in a push-up position.
Right, right.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty full-sized goat.
On your back?
Yep. Yep. And it's at the Little Goat Farm in Noakesville, Virginia, a dairy farm with goats and alpacas. Participants are invited to spread out their yoga mats in the grass overlooking the lake. While the woman teaches, the animals wander through and come close for a nuzzle. Sometimes baby goats will climb into participants' laps or jump onto their backs. One shampoo-loving alpaca loves to sniff participants that have fragrant hair.
I guess sounds kind of cute, actually.
Not doing yoga for the cute element.
I know. I guess it's that whole earthy thing.
Do and goats fine, eat hair?
Goats eat tin cans.
Yeah.
I'm afraid chairs,
if they love the shampoo smell, I'd be afraid they'd eat the hair.
Michelle Obama, bringing a full circle back to the president, or former president in this case, says no one even noticed that our former president, Barack Obama, wore the same tux and shoes for all of his 8 years.
Most tuxes look, for the most part, alike, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, they change from a style standpoint here and there a little bit. The lapel widens, narrows, ties widen, narrow if you get the long tie or the bow tie.
It's all subtlety, though.
Yeah, but, you know, the president, who is constantly scrutinized, it is interesting that in the entire 8 years, nobody at any of the media outlets said, I think that's the exact same tux.
I mean, how do you even hardly tell a difference? You'd have to look at a label, right?
You know, because as a part of... I just said from the appearance, the lapels change. You get a narrower lapel when that becomes in.
Right.
They become wider. There's different things. The pants, sometimes pants become tighter, become wider. Now, these are all, of course, fashion things that the average everyday person wouldn't pick up on. But it is surprising that as much as the president is covered by everybody, that, like, Cosmo wouldn't pick up and go, that's the same tux.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think she's probably making a contrast as opposed to how people notice what women wear and what the first lady wears every time.
Right.
But, you know, their clothes are more interesting.
Yep. The president.
Hello, Chicago.
Yep. Yep. It's a good look.
You can put lipstick on a pig.
Oh.
It's still a pig.
There you go. It's still a pig. That is what we call.
No need to turn away.
It's been Tuesday.
So many things to say. It's TBT Tuesday.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast from The Mix. Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is 101.9 The Mix on the web at WTMX.com and now via podcast.
Thanks for listening.